Welcome to Spirituality Source, a channel for personal growth retreats and events. Don't forget to share, like, and subscribe.
Today's video is about The Ultimate Guide to Massage Therapy, Types, Benefits, and Who Should Try.
Massage therapy is a holistic approach to healthcare that has been known to provide numerous benefits. From reducing stress and anxiety to improving circulation and flexibility, massage therapy has been used for centuries to help people feel better. However, with so many different types of massages available, it can be hard to know which one is right for you. In this ultimate guide to massage therapy, we will explore the different types of massages available, the benefits they offer, and who should try them. Whether you are a first-time patient or a seasoned pro, this guide will provide you with all the information you need to make informed decisions about your health and wellness. So, sit back, relax, and let's get started on this journey to discover the many benefits of massage therapy. What is massage therapy?
Massage therapy is a hands-on technique that involves manipulating the muscles and soft tissues of the body to promote relaxation, relieve pain, and improve overall health and well-being. This practice has been used for centuries to help individuals with physical, emotional, and mental health issues. Massage therapists use a variety of techniques, such as kneading, rubbing, and pressing, to manipulate the soft tissues of the body. This can be done using the therapist's hands, fingers, elbows, or even feet. Massage therapy can range from light and gentle to deep and intense, depending on the individual's needs and preferences. It can be used to address a range of health issues, including stress, anxiety, chronic pain, sports injuries, and more. In addition to physical benefits, massage therapy can also have mental and emotional benefits. It can help to reduce stress and anxiety, improve mood, and promote relaxation. Overall, massage therapy is a holistic and natural approach to health and well-being. Whether you are dealing with a specific health issue or simply looking to improve your overall well-being, massage therapy may be a great option for you.
Types of massage therapy.
Massage therapy has a rich history, and there are many different types to choose from. Each type of massage therapy offers unique benefits and focuses on different techniques, making it important to choose the right one based on your needs, goals, and preferences. Here are some of the most popular types of massage therapy. 1. Swedish massage. This is one of the most popular types of massage therapy and is great for beginners or those looking for a more relaxing experience. Swedish massage uses long, smooth strokes, kneading, and circular movements on the topmost layers of muscles, usually with the use of oil or lotion. 2. Deep tissue massage. This type of massage therapy is great for those who suffer from chronic pain, injuries, or muscle tension. Deep tissue massage uses slow, forceful strokes that target the deeper layers of muscles and connective tissue to alleviate tension and pain. 3. Sports massage. As the name suggests, this type of massage therapy is specifically designed to help athletes and those who are physically active. Sports massage focuses on preventing and treating injuries, improving flexibility, and enhancing performance. 4. Trigger point massage. This type of massage therapy targets specific trigger points or knots in the muscles that cause pain and discomfort. The therapist applies pressure to these points to release tension and alleviate pain. 5. Hot stone massage. This type of massage therapy uses smooth, heated stones placed on specific points of the body to help relax muscles and increase circulation. No matter which type of massage therapy you choose, it's important to communicate with your therapist about your goals, preferences, and any health concerns you may have to ensure the best possible experience.
Swedish massage, the most popular type of massage therapy.
Swedish massage is undoubtedly the most commonly practiced type of massage therapy. This therapeutic massage technique involves long, flowing strokes, kneading, and circular movements on the topmost layers of muscles. These techniques are designed to relax the entire body, increase blood circulation, and ease muscle tension. The Swedish massage is a great option for those new to massage therapy or those who have a low tolerance for pain. The pressure applied during the massage is generally light to medium, which makes it relaxing and the perfect way to de-stress after a long day or week. The benefits of Swedish massage are numerous. It is known to increase the level of oxygen in the blood, decrease muscle toxins, and improve circulation and flexibility. Furthermore, Swedish massage can help relieve stress, tension, headaches, and promote better sleep. This type of massage is a great option for everyone, including athletes, office workers, and anyone looking to relax and unwind. If you're new to massage therapy or simply looking for a relaxing experience, a Swedish massage may be just what you need.
Deep tissue massage, the benefits, techniques, and who should try it.
Deep tissue massage is a type of massage therapy that is focused on reaching the deeper layers of muscles and connective tissues. It involves applying firm pressure and slow strokes to the targeted areas with the goal of releasing tension and pain. The benefits of deep tissue massage are numerous. It can help reduce chronic pain, improve blood pressure, and alleviate stress and anxiety. It is also effective in increasing flexibility and mobility, enhancing athletic performance, and promoting muscle recovery after exercise. The technique used in deep tissue massage involves slow, deep strokes using the fingers, thumbs, and elbows. The massage therapist will focus on the areas of tension and work to release the knots and adhesions that may have formed in the muscles. Deep tissue massage is not for everyone, and it may not be suitable for individuals with certain medical conditions, such as osteoporosis, arthritis, or blood clotting disorders. It may also not be recommended for pregnant women or those who have recently undergone surgery. However, for those who are seeking relief from chronic pain, muscle tension, or other issues, deep tissue massage can be a highly effective treatment option. It is important to discuss any health concerns or medical conditions with your massage therapist before beginning the treatment to ensure that it is safe and appropriate for you. Overall, deep tissue massage is a powerful therapeutic technique that can provide a range of benefits for those who try it. Whether you are an athlete looking to enhance your performance or someone seeking relief from chronic pain or stress, deep tissue massage may be the perfect option for you.
Hot stone massage, what to expect, benefits, and who should try it?
Hot stone massage is a type of massage therapy that involves the use of smooth, heated stones. The stones are usually basalt stones, which are volcanic rocks that retain heat well. The therapist places the stones on specific points on the body and also uses them to massage the body. The heat from the stones helps to warm up the muscles and makes them more pliable, so the therapist can work more deeply and effectively on the muscles. The benefits of hot stone massage are numerous. Firstly, it can help to reduce stress and anxiety by promoting relaxation. The warmth of the stones can also help to improve circulation, which can relieve muscle tension and pain. Additionally, hot stone massage can help to improve sleep, boost immunity, and even relieve symptoms of depression. Hot stone massage is generally safe for most people to try, but there are a few exceptions. People with certain medical conditions, such as diabetes or high blood pressure, should avoid hot stone massage. Pregnant women should also avoid this type of massage, as the heat from the stones may be harmful to the fetus. If you're considering trying hot stone massage, it's important to find a qualified massage therapist who has experience with this technique. They will be able to ensure that the stones are not too hot and that the massage is safe and effective. Overall, hot stone massage can be a relaxing and therapeutic experience that can benefit both the body and the mind.
Aromatherapy massage, what it is, how it works, and who should try it.
Aromatherapy massage is a popular form of massage therapy that combines the benefits of massage with the use of essential oils. Essential oils are concentrated plant extracts that are believed to have therapeutic properties. They are typically added to a carrier oil, such as sweet almond oil, and then applied to the skin during a massage. During an aromatherapy massage, the therapist will typically ask you to choose an essential oil or blend that you prefer. The oil will then be added to the massage oil or directly to the skin. the therapist will use a variety of massage techniques to help you relax and relieve tension in your muscles. Aromatherapy massage is believed to have a number of benefits, including stress relief, relaxation, and improved mood. Some essential oils, such as lavender and chamomile, are known for their calming properties, while others, such as peppermint and eucalyptus, are believed to have invigorating effects. Aromatherapy massage can be a great option for people who are looking for a relaxing, therapeutic massage experience. It is also a good choice for people who are interested in natural remedies and holistic approaches to health and wellness. However, it is important to note that some essential oils can cause skin irritation or allergic reactions, so it is important to choose a qualified massage therapist who is knowledgeable about essential oils and their potential risks and benefits.
Sports massage, what it is, benefits, and who should try it.
Sports massage is a type of massage therapy that is tailored to athletes and people who engage in physical activities. It is designed to help athletes recover from injuries, prevent injuries, and enhance their performance. Sports massage uses techniques like deep tissue massage, trigger point therapy, and stretching to help reduce muscle tension, increase flexibility, and improve circulation. It is perfect for people who engage in high-intensity workouts or sports that put a lot of stress on their joints and muscles. The benefits of sports massage are many. It can help reduce muscle soreness, improve range of motion, and speed up recovery time after a workout. It can also help prevent injuries by identifying areas of the body that are prone to injury and targeting those areas with specific techniques. Sports massage can be used to treat a variety of conditions like shin splints, tennis elbow, and plantar fasciitis. If you're an athlete or someone who engages in physical activities, sports massage is definitely worth trying. It can help you perform better, recover faster, and prevent injuries. However, it's important to find a qualified massage therapist who has experience working with athletes and understands the specific needs of their bodies. With the right therapist, sports massage can be a game changer for anyone looking to improve their athletic performance and overall well-being.
Pregnancy massage, what it is, benefits, and who should try it.
Pregnancy massage is a specialized type of massage therapy that is designed to support women during pregnancy. It is a safe and effective way to promote relaxation, reduce stress, and relieve the aches and pains that can be associated with pregnancy. The massage therapist will use a variety of techniques to help you feel more comfortable, including gentle strokes, kneading, and stretching. The massage is typically performed while you lie on your side, which is a comfortable and safe position for both you and your baby. There are many benefits of pregnancy massage, including reduced anxiety and depression, improved sleep, and reduced back and joint pain. It can also help to improve circulation and reduce swelling, which is common during pregnancy. Pregnancy massage is generally safe for most women, but it is important to talk to your healthcare provider before trying it. Women with high-risk pregnancies or certain medical conditions may not be good candidates for massage therapy. If you are looking for a safe and effective way to support your body during pregnancy, consider trying pregnancy massage. It can be a wonderful way to relax, reduce stress, and feel your best during this special time.
Shiatsu massage, what it is, benefits, and who should try it.
Shiatsu massage is a Japanese form of massage therapy that uses finger pressure on specific areas of the body to help relieve tension and pain. The word shiatsu literally means finger pressure in Japanese. This type of massage is designed to stimulate the body's natural healing abilities and promote overall wellness. One of the main benefits of shiatsu massage is its ability to relieve stress and tension. It can also help improve circulation, reduce muscle stiffness and pain, and enhance the body's immune system. Shiatsu massage is often used to treat a variety of conditions, including back pain, headaches, and digestive issues. Shiatsu massage is a great option for anyone looking for a more natural way to relieve stress and pain. It is also a good choice for individuals who prefer a massage that is more focused on pressure points rather than traditional massage techniques like kneading and rubbing. However, it is important to note that shiatsu massage may not be suitable for people with certain medical conditions, such as osteoporosis or blood clotting disorders. Overall, shiatsu massage is a safe and effective form of massage therapy that can provide numerous benefits for the mind and body. Whether you're dealing with chronic pain or just looking for a way to relax and de-stress, shiatsu massage is definitely worth considering. Before we move on, please subscribe to our channel, like and share as well. If you don't subscribe, this gray alien may come to you at night and abduct you. I warned you, now let's get back.
Thai massage, what it is, benefits, and who should try it?
Thai massage is a unique and ancient form of massage therapy, which is based on the principles of traditional Thai medicine, yoga, and acupressure. This therapeutic massage technique is performed on a mat on the floor, with the client dressed in loose, comfortable clothing. During a Thai massage session, the therapist uses their hands, feet, and elbows to apply pressure to specific energy points along the body's energy lines, or sun lines. These energy lines are thought to correspond with specific areas of the body and organs, and by applying pressure to these points, the therapist can help to release tension, promote relaxation, and restore balance to the body's energy systems. One of the main benefits of Thai massage is its ability to improve flexibility and range of motion. Thai massage incorporates a range of stretching and yoga-like movements, which can help to lengthen muscles, increase joint mobility, and promote better posture. Thai massage may also help to reduce stress and anxiety, promote relaxation, and improve circulation. It can be particularly effective for those who suffer from chronic pain, as it can help to relieve tension and improve overall body function. While Thai massage is generally safe for most people, it may not be suitable for those who have certain medical conditions, such as herniated discs, osteoporosis, or severe arthritis. It's always best to consult with a healthcare professional before trying Thai massage or any other form of massage therapy.
Reflexology, what it is, benefits, and who should try it?
Reflexology is a type of massage therapy that involves applying pressure to specific points on the feet, hands, and ears. These points are believed to correspond to different organs and systems in the body, and by stimulating them, reflexology can help to promote healing and relaxation. The benefits of reflexology are numerous. It can help to reduce stress and anxiety, improve circulation, boost the immune system, and relieve pain and tension in the body. Reflexology is also said to help balance the body's energy and promote a sense of well-being. Who should try reflexology? Anyone can benefit from this type of massage therapy, but it may be especially helpful for those who suffer from chronic pain, headaches, digestive issues, or insomnia. It can also be a great option for those who are looking for a natural way to promote relaxation and reduce stress. During a reflexology session, you can expect to lie down comfortably while the therapist applies pressure to specific points on your feet, hands, and ears. The pressure may be firm, but it should never be painful. You may feel a sense of relaxation and relief as the therapist works on different areas of your body. Overall, reflexology is a safe and natural way to promote healing and relaxation in the body. If you're interested in trying this type of massage therapy, be sure to find a qualified and experienced reflexologist in your area.
Share massage, what it is, benefits, and who should try it.
If you're looking for a quick and convenient way to loosen up those tight muscles, then chair massage might be the perfect solution for you. As the name suggests, chair massage is done while sitting in a chair, fully clothed, and without the use of any massage oils or lotions. The massage therapist uses a specially designed chair that allows them to focus on your back, shoulders, neck, and arms. One of the biggest benefits of chair massage is that it's very accessible and convenient. You can easily find chair massage services in shopping malls, airports, and even in some workplaces. It's a great way to take a break from your busy day and get some relaxation and stress relief in just a few minutes. But chair massage isn't just about feeling good. It has many therapeutic benefits as well. Research has shown that chair massage can help reduce muscle tension and pain, improve circulation, boost the immune system, and even lower blood pressure. It can also help improve your mental state by reducing stress, anxiety, and depression. Chair massage is suitable for almost everyone, regardless of age or physical condition. It's a great option for people who are new to massage therapy and may feel uncomfortable with the idea of undressing or being touched by a stranger. It's also a good choice for people who have limited mobility or chronic pain conditions. In summary, chair massage is a quick, convenient, and accessible way to get some therapeutic benefits and relaxation. Whether you're at work, in the mall, or at the airport, you can easily find a chair massage service and enjoy a few minutes of stress relief and muscle relaxation.
Benefits of massage therapy.
Massage therapy is more than just a relaxing experience. It offers a wide range of benefits that can improve both physical and mental health. Here are some of the most significant benefits of massage therapy. 1. Reduces stress and anxiety. Massage therapy can help to alleviate feelings of stress and anxiety by promoting relaxation and reducing tension in the muscles. 2. Relieves pain. Massage therapy can be an effective treatment for a variety of types of pain, including back pain, neck pain, and headaches. 3. Improves circulation. Massage therapy can help to improve circulation by increasing blood flow and oxygen to the muscles and tissues. 4. Boosts immune system. Regular massage therapy sessions can help to boost the immune system by increasing the number of white blood cells in the body. 5. Improves sleep. Massage therapy can help to improve the quality of sleep by promoting relaxation and reducing stress and anxiety. 6. Enhances athletic performance. Massage therapy can help to improve athletic performance by reducing muscle soreness and stiffness and increasing flexibility. 7. Improves mental health. Massage therapy can be therapeutic for those who suffer from depression or anxiety, providing a calming effect and helping individuals to feel more positive. Overall, massage therapy offers a wide range of benefits for both physical and mental health. Whether you are looking to reduce stress and anxiety, alleviate pain, or simply relax and unwind, massage therapy can be a valuable addition to your wellness routine.
Risks and precautions of massage therapy.
Like any other medical or wellness treatment, massage therapy also comes with some risks and precautions that you should keep in mind before trying it out. While massage therapy is generally considered safe for most people, there are certain situations and conditions where it may not be recommended or may require special considerations. Firstly, if you have a medical condition or chronic illness, it's important to consult with your doctor before undergoing massage therapy. This is especially important if you have a history of blood clots, cancer, osteoporosis, or any other serious medical condition. Your doctor can advise you on whether massage therapy is safe for you and if there are any particular types of massage you should avoid. It's also important to inform your massage therapist of any health conditions or injuries you may have prior to your session. This will help them tailor the massage to your specific needs and avoid any potential risks. Pregnant women should also take special precautions and should only receive massages from therapists who are trained and certified in prenatal massage. Other precautions include avoiding massage if you have any open wounds, burns, or skin infections. You should also avoid massage if you have a fever or are experiencing any other symptoms of illness. It's also important to drink plenty of water before and after your massage to prevent dehydration and help flush out any toxins released during the massage. Overall, massage therapy is a safe and effective way to manage stress, improve relaxation, and relieve muscle tension and pain. However, it's important to take precautions and consult with your doctor and massage therapist to ensure that it's safe and beneficial for you.
How to prepare for a massage session?
Preparing for a massage session is essential to getting the most out of your massage therapy experience. here are some important tips to keep in mind before your massage session. 1. Stay hydrated, drink plenty of water before your massage to help your muscles relax and reduce the chances of soreness after the massage. 2. Avoid heavy meals. It's best to avoid eating heavy meals at least 2 hours before your massage session, as this can cause discomfort during the massage. 3. Communicate with your therapist. Before the session starts, communicate with your massage therapist about any areas that may need extra attention or if you have any medical conditions that they should be aware of. 4. Dress appropriately. You should wear comfortable, loose-fitting clothing to your massage session. Some therapists may ask you to undress to your comfort level, so it's essential to wear clothing that you can easily change in and out of. 5. Arrive early. Arriving early for your massage session will give you time to fill out any necessary paperwork and relax before your session begins. 6. Turn off your phone. It's essential to turn off your phone or put it on silent during your massage session to avoid any distractions. By following these simple tips, you can ensure that your massage session is a relaxing and enjoyable experience, leaving you feeling refreshed and rejuvenated.
What to expect during a massage session?
A massage session is typically a very calming and relaxing experience. When you arrive at the therapist's office, you will be asked to fill out a health history form, which the therapist will use to determine any potential medical issues that could affect your massage experience. After that, the therapist will show you to a private room where you can undress to your comfort level. Most therapists will leave the room while you undress and get comfortable. They will knock before entering to make sure you are ready to start. During the massage session, you will be covered with a sheet or towel, except for the area that is being worked on. The therapist will use different techniques like kneading, rolling, and tapping to work on your muscles. They may also use aromatherapy oils, lotions, or gels to help moisturize the skin and reduce friction between the therapist's hands and your body. You may be asked to move into different positions throughout the session to allow the therapist to work on different areas of your body effectively. It's important to communicate with your therapist throughout the session to ensure that the pressure and techniques used are comfortable for you. After the massage is complete, the therapist will leave the room so you can get dressed. They may also offer you water and provide aftercare recommendations, such as stretches or exercises you can do at home to maintain the benefits of the massage.
After the massage, what to do next?
After a massage, it is important to take care of yourself in order to maximize the benefits of the therapy. First, it is recommended to drink plenty of water to help flush out toxins that were released during the massage. It is also recommended to avoid alcohol and caffeine for at least a few hours after the massage, as these can dehydrate the body and counteract the relaxing effects of the massage. In addition, it is important to avoid any strenuous activities, such as exercise, for the rest of the day. This will allow the body to fully relax and recover from the massage. If possible, take some time to rest and relax, perhaps by taking a warm bath or meditating. It is also important to pay attention to any areas of the body that were particularly tight or sore during the massage. These areas may be more sensitive for a day or two after the massage, so it is best to avoid putting too much pressure on them or engaging in any activities that may aggravate them. Finally, if you found a massage therapist that you particularly enjoyed working with, it is a good idea to schedule your next appointment before leaving. This will ensure that you continue to receive regular massages, which can have a cumulative effect on both your physical and mental well-being.
How often should you get a massage?
The frequency at which you should get a massage depends on a variety of factors such as your personal goals, lifestyle, and budget. For those who are seeking relaxation and stress relief, a monthly or bi-monthly massage may be sufficient. However, if you have a specific issue that you are trying to address, such as chronic pain or injury recovery, you may benefit from more frequent sessions. It's important to communicate with your massage therapist about your goals and concerns so that they can recommend a treatment plan that is tailored to your needs. They may suggest a weekly or bi-weekly schedule initially to help alleviate any issues, and then gradually transition to a maintenance schedule. Keep in mind that consistent massage therapy can have long-lasting benefits for both physical and mental health, including improved range of motion, reduced muscle tension, and decreased anxiety and depression symptoms. So, even if you can only afford to get a massage every few months, it's still worth incorporating into your self-care routine.
How to choose the right massage therapist?
Choosing a massage therapist can be a difficult and intimidating process, especially if you are new to massage therapy. Here are some tips to help you choose the right massage therapist for you. 1. Look for a licensed or certified massage therapist. Make sure that the massage therapist you choose is licensed or certified in your state. This ensures that they have met the minimum qualifications for training and education, and that they adhere to ethical and professional standards. 2. Consider their experience. Find out how long the massage therapist has been practicing, and if they have experience working with your specific condition or concern. 3. Read reviews. Look for reviews online or ask for recommendations from friends or family. This can give you an idea of the quality of the massage therapist's work and customer service. 4. Ask about their approach. Different massage therapists may have different styles or approaches to massage therapy. Some may focus on relaxation, while others may specialize in deep tissue or sports massage. Make sure the massage therapist's approach aligns with your needs and preferences. 5. Communication. It's important to have good communication with your massage therapist. They should listen to your concerns and adjust the massage to suit your needs. If you don't feel comfortable or don't feel heard, it may be time to find a new massage therapist. Remember, the right massage therapist for you is the one who makes you feel comfortable, safe, and provides effective massage therapy that addresses your specific needs.
Takeaways.
Massage therapy is a powerful tool for improving both physical and mental well-being. The benefits of massage therapy are numerous, including reducing stress and anxiety, alleviating pain, improving sleep, boosting the immune system, and promoting relaxation. By working on the body's soft tissues, massage therapy can relieve muscle tension and stiffness, increase flexibility, and improve circulation. Additionally, massage therapy can help manage chronic conditions such as arthritis, fibromyalgia, and migraines. Massage therapy is also a safe and natural alternative to traditional pain management methods, such as medication or surgery. It can be used as a complement to other treatments or as a standalone therapy. Whether you're experiencing chronic pain, seeking relaxation, or simply looking to improve your overall well-being, massage therapy is definitely worth trying. With so many different types of massage therapy available, there's sure to be a technique that's right for you. We hope you enjoyed our ultimate guide to massage therapy. Whether you are a first-timer or a seasoned pro, we hope that this video has given you a better understanding of the many types of massage therapy available and their benefits. Thank you for reading, and we hope that you have a relaxing and rejuvenating experience during your next massage therapy session. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and share. See you soon again.